Hey, After Buzzers, welcome to the Terror After Show. Tonight we're talking about the return of the polar bear, new leadership, and tensions between the captains, so don't go anywhere.
You're tuning in to the destination for TV superfan discussion, After Buzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
No one knows where the light goes.
Okay.
Oh, there it is. Hey, guys. So, tonight's episode, The Ladder, as we're listening to The Ladder by Lord. I'm here with my fellow co-hosts, if you guys want to introduce yourselves.
Hey, how's it going, everyone? I'm Danny Royce here.
Hey, this is Cherry.
What's up, party people? This is Erica Edwards.
Yeah, so we had a really big episode tonight. It was a bit depressing, but a lot was going on. What were your overall thoughts on it?
Man, ladies first.
I really want to make sure I'd be friends with the polar bear if I was there. That'd be really important.
That is a good strategy.
If it's a polar bear. Right?
A demon polar bear.
Yeah, overall, I really, really enjoyed this episode. Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, we all know how it ends, so no episode is going to be great. Or really uplifting. Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
There's no happy ending for this show.
And then there were none. But yeah, I think this really got down to the characters and really what drives the captains against each other. Mm-hmm. Because I think they alluded to it in some of the episodes earlier, but we didn't really know what was really fueling... you know, Sir John, and what's really driving him to be so gung-ho about this mission. So I think that backstory was really helpful.
Yeah, definitely the characters. We know a lot more about them and what's going on. But there's a lot of things that's left unanswered. You know? And it's like, can this thing fly or what?
That's so true.
Like, what is this thing? That's I don't know. It's crazy.
Yeah, I feel like it's giving polar bears a bad name. I don't really think it's a polar bear. Just going to say that right now. Like,
this is true. We'll have to get more into it. But yeah, I agree. It was a lot. The first two episodes were a lot of introduction to characters, and I felt like we were just overwhelmed with all these names and like storylines. And I liked how this episode, it's all starting to come together more. You're understanding why the captains are kind of the way they are, and their personalities are really starting to come out, which is nice. But speaking of the captains, we wanted to do a little thing because we're going to get into it right after this. Obviously, there's a lot of tension happening in the beginning of the episode between the two. So we're all just going to say right now who we're team, which captain we're team. So do one of you want to start?
Team Dossier.
Yeah, Francis or Sir John? So as of right now, who would you want running your ship?
Oh, Team Francis.
Yeah. Francis.
Captain Francis. Yeah, I think at this point, they're... Sir John is like almost a villain now.
Yeah.
So yeah, definitely. I think they've totally reversed roles. So yeah, I'm totally Captain Francis now.
Yeah, which is funny because I feel the same way, but everyone on the ship is totally Sir John.
Right.
They're like, you know, we're like outside perspective watching and I'm like, oh, Francis all the way. He's the only one that wants to save you guys. But everyone on the ship is like, no.
Well, I think when there was that scene where... Captain Francis went to Sir John and was like, oh, you know, I want to take the rescue party. He was like, no. Mm-hmm. And he, like, really reads him. He's like, no, you're this person. And I think what's so frustrating is he is that person.
Yeah.
He was doom and gloom those first two episodes. So nobody loves him with good reason.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But just because you cry wolf all the time doesn't mean the wolf doesn't actually come. And so now it's like, okay, you've been so negative all this time, drinking and depressing everybody. And now... now nobody will listen to you. And that's the part that's so frustrating. Because now, you know, okay, he might be right.
He was right. I mean, he was stating facts. We have to have a backup plan. When Captain Franklin was in England and the guy was like, you need a backup plan because it's like, there's no food there. There's nothing.
Right.
And he was like, you don't need to tell me nothing. I know everything. Then his wife was like, they don't need to tell you nothing. I got you. And it's like, nah.
Well, that's why they're married 100% because she was just like, you're the best. It's, you know, we're right. Everyone else is wrong. And he's like, yes.
And I think that's the reason why a lot of people on the ship are Team John, Sir John, because they're like, okay, you got it. We don't even want to,
like,
talk.
He, like, alludes confidence.
Exactly. He brings you, like, down when he talks to you. He's so degrading. But, yeah, like, when he was talking to Francis, he was telling him, you know, how he couldn't even like be the captain, and he could never step up to that plate.
Oh yeah, that but was deep, we dark. See
that that's not the case.
Yeah, but his like but speech we, to him was
exactly
oh my
god. And that's the thing.
In the heart.
We don't know if we have to wait and see.
Yeah. Yeah,
I think Sir John might be right because Captain Francis, he's a great captain, right. But he doesn't. He's not an Obama. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like are you an Obama or you are a Hillary. You know what I'm saying? Some people make you want to follow them, and being a leader and being a good captain, I think, are different. And I think
for sure.
Sir John is a great leader because he inspired. Like, he wrote that amazing speech.
Yeah.
But his vision was so limited, where the captain really was about the people. So I think it'll be interesting to see if he can get the men behind him. And I don't know.
No, yeah, I agree. It's like you said, when he was basically degrading him to nothing during that conversation, he had said something where he was just like, yeah. He said all kinds of things. You abuse freedom. You're miserable, distant, hard to love. I was like, oh.
I was like, oh, okay. He's married to him. So, like I know you.
Yeah, Francis walked away as a shell of a human. He was like, what? Okay.
I know. I was like, the truth hurts.
But then, you know, I would like to see someone tell the truth to Sir John in the same
token. I wish, Lord. You know I mean? We wish that could have happened. Nah, we wish that could have happened. It's too late. I know. I was like pulling out the holster. So we could read him right quick. Pull him back. We got a few things for your arrogant butt. Get back here.
But that was a personal attack because he wouldn't let him marry his niece.
Yeah.
Exactly. Oh my gosh, that was the best line. I wanted us to be friends. You wanted to be family. We not getting what we want.
Exactly.
I was like, oh god.
Well, let's agree to something.
so we just gonna work together. That's what we're gonna do now. We're just gonna be working. We're just gonna be working buddies.
Yeah. So that's how that episode started. So that was a nice little start to this.
Like the ghetto British. I'm loving it.
Right.
Yeah, it was crazy.
The accent and everything.
I needed some tea.
I know, exactly. I was like, I was going to stir my tea. Like, ooh. He was like, this is why you ain't never going to be part of my family because you have no leadership skills.
Well, yeah. And then, so as soon as they ended this conversation and point blank, Sir John was like, no, not happening. Don't get a team together. And what does Francis do? He goes and gets a team together.
Absolutely. Absolutely, because if you're there for your man, so I don't care what you told me, you can have my head. I'm not going to let 100 people die because you are.
Yeah. Right. So you would have done the same thing. Yeah. You would have been like, I'm going to go get a team together regardless. Yeah.
Pride.
Exactly.
Exactly. He has a lot of pride. And he's going to prove that his method works.
Yeah.
You know, I would definitely do the same thing. What are you going to do? Wait out the whole time?
More importantly, I love the fact that he was like, I'm willing to take the blame. I'm willing to go.
Right.
So I was like, okay, that's when you really putting your money where your mouth is. Like, okay, I'm not going to just send 8 people out. I'm going myself.
And I like that. And that's a leader. You know, that's characteristics of a leader. And Sir John was the first to get out of there once that creature started. He was like, okay.
He did not say.
I think that's what the psychic creature is trying to show you.
Right.
When you're a coward, you get eaten up. That's what he's trying to say.
Well, the thing that killed me was... Captain John was ready to leave them. And he's like, yeah, y'all be good. You know, shoot the bear, whatever. Then they all laughed at the photographer. And I'm like, dude, the photographer has a dang camera.
Right.
What is he going to do?
Did anyone else think for sure that bear was going to come out while he was under there playing with the camera?
Yes. And it
was just 6 minutes of silence. And I was like... What's happening?
Just breathing. Then you saw the snowfall.
I
was like, oh my gosh.
That's why I was watching them. He's like, what the hell are you doing? No photos.
No. And I loved it when they were like, oh, do you want to escort? And he was like, yes.
Yeah.
I saw someone else die earlier. I want to escort, please. And I was like, and they're looking at him like, well, then you're going to have to stay here. Wait, what?
Right.
Nobody's walking me back. I took your picture. Like, where do we do this?
I loved that whole entire scene when the men are out in the tent and like previous to the picture. You're totally thinking this bear's gonna just, you know, photo op, but they wait until they're all back in the tent just chilling, and out of nowhere, like, so does the polar bear fly?
Oh, like, come on.
spider monkey.
Stop calling this thing a polar bear.
Call it polar bear. We're done with the polar bear.
I'm done with the polar bear.
We're gonna call him the demon bear.
Thank you, because polar bears do not have hands that can reach into a tent and pull people out. Not any polar bear I've seen in the zoo.
I'm like, is this a scene from Jurassic Park or what? I'm just like...
Not like the photographer, and I felt bad. I was like, oh, it's like you're the black man in this scenario. Poor you.
I know. Wait, time out. And you got educated. You know what I mean?
You got educated.
Yeah. This is
They treat you so bad on this ship. And you're here to help them.
Right. Right.
True. And, like, you have to send him back with an escort because he's your doctor. Right. First of all, are you going to just let him go out there? Yeah. He's your one shot.
Doctor always gets protected in every, like, war scenario, everything. Well, yeah. Protected.
Well, so basically the polar bear comes and just spider monkeys in there. Or what? The demon bear. I'm sorry.
Before we get to the demon bear and Spider-Man people, I think we do have to talk about, because when we get to how many people go down into this fire hole, I think we do have to talk about how crazy they were with the Eskimo and the voodoo doll.
Oh, my God,
He has dolls in his pocket that are missing legs and stuff. Y'all might want to be careful with that.
Don't touch it.
Black people, but we say, you see little dolls and stuff, put them back.
Legs missing. Right. And whose leg was missing? Like, it's crazy.
Exactly. I think one of them took it. I think one of them took something.
Yes, because
it's got to be something.
Yeah, Lady Silence was like, hey, there's something missing.
She was grabbing.
She kept, signaling something else.
She's like, this is. She's like, look, I know you stole my stuff. You stole my stuff.
I know.
They were like, we put it back. I think they were lying.
They didn't want a woman on the ship.
But he
anyway.
Gave her supper, so, you know.
Okay. And then the casual conversation, well, she might go back and tell her people. Right. I need to keep her or
throw her down the pit. Yeah.
Okay, wait a minute. I am so happy, AMC, that there was no military gang rape. The whole time, I was like, they are going to rape this poor Eskimo woman. They're going to send her off in a little boat, per se. And then all the non-gay people are going to rape her. And I'm so glad that did not happen. I'm just going to say
that was
I'm happy.
Good. That was really good.
That's I was insane. Thinking someone was going to take advantage of her.
There's 200 men. There's no women. I was like, something is going to happen to the one woman they've run into.
Yeah. Exactly.
And I'm so glad that they were moral, upstanding people. So actually, right. I really
liked well,
that.
Francis did speak the language, and as he said in his little speech, I've never had any problems with people. So
yes.
That's on that you. Was funny. That's on you.
That was so. Right. I love their humor. He was like, yeah, I ain't never mess with them.
That
I didn't never
humor,
call, right. I never shoot them by accident. So I don't know. I don't know what they do to you. So yeah, I loved that.
No, that was great.
Good. That was good.
And I love how the whole episode kind of goes full circle. It starts with the hole and then it ends.
Yes. I was like, you writers, I love you. I get you from the beginning
the
to the end.
The episode just circled itself, and I was like, this is
that was
fantastic.
Good. I'm happy Daddy Silence won't be alone in the hole. Or is he in the hole?
Oh, he's waiting down there for Sir John.
Right. Well, they're chilling together.
I am so crazy. At first, I was like, well, maybe since the Eskimo is down there, he won't go straight into the water. That's what I thought at first. I was like, oh, maybe he's going to. Maybe it's worked out for him. And then I was like, they're throwing him a line. He's going to come back up. He's going to be crippled, but he'll be fine. And I was like, oh, well, bummer. You know.
That's a done deal.
I was like, that water was a bit red, and he had no legs.
He had no legs.
He had one leg.
Oh, yeah, he did have one.
Oh, he still had one?
He had one leg.
So that's how he inched.
He was still alive, and he almost inched his way up, but then the rope fell.
Yeah. And then I was like,
those waters.
That was also another, like, a huge characteristic of this guy is how cowardly he is. Right. I mean, I jump into the hole too.
Oh, right. I'd rather freeze to death than being bit by a bear.
He was the first one out of that tent. He was like screaming towards his ship, and then there he goes. That bear could sense that fear.
The captain had no weapon, so let's.
Yeah, that's and true. Also, I would say this: if you're screaming for help, you should have been screaming the terror, because those are the people that really know how to fight and shoot. Your little bougie friends and the Erebus are not going to come for you.
He was
like, Erebus. I was like, they're not out here, sweetie. The terror people are the people out here looking for you. Yeah. So that's who you need to be calling to. I was like, stop it.
So once again, while I'm Team Francis, Team Francis looks out for everybody.
I agree.
That's true.
Yes.
I completely agree.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah. So do we want to talk about the rescue group? So, well, we talked about them a little bit, but so at this point, he's still trying to get them all together to send them out. But then Sir John ends up dying, the one that cut it down. So now it's like Francis is 100% in charge. And, you know, also that's a great spin on the entire episode because it started with him being like, no, absolutely not. And now he's like, okay, well, I'm going to do exactly what I was going to do in the first place. And everyone else was like, oh, okay.
And they were like...
Well, they were like, you need to wait. Like,
yeah, exactly. You need to let him grieve. Who one said that again?
No. Oh, so his one... That one the second guy who, like, loves... Sir John to death. I forgot that guy's
like
name.
His right hand man. Yeah. I mean, I would have allowed the men to grieve, you know. Well, whatever. No. But not a whole day. No. I mean, we got to get going.
Well, no,
like,
because I think.
It's been a year.
Right. Yeah, and not just that. Initially, when he said send them out, he said we might not even have days. So I think that was a thing. So I think if he's, I think in the end, he might wait into waiting too long. But if you wait too long before you send them out, under this grieving thing, then, you know.
Yeah.
Everybody's a goner. Yeah.
Exactly. And that's what he didn't want. He was like, it's better than to lose eight than everyone, you know, with this expedition.
Completely relevant. I'd be like, send them out or we're all going to be. And he said that so many times, or we're all going to be dead.
Exactly.
Which you're on your way, so. But now he obviously can't go because he's going to be in charge of the ship.
Yes, which is, that was like such an interesting twist. And I was like, wow, I was very shocked. I was like, man, are they taking out this main character in the third episode? Are they doing like a Game of Thrones move?
Right.
This is shocking. I am shocked by this, to be honest. I was like, he ain't really going to die. He's like a pretty, he's the only character. He's like the second character I know his name. You can't kill him right now. But they did. So I was very shocked by that.
I like the fact that his... that Captain Francis's second command was like, well, you know, I speak the language too, so I can go,
Yeah.
So I like that his second command likes him and respects him and knows that he really is putting
He's going to need people like
ahead.
That.
Yeah, but I think the people, like, I think there's a, I mean, I guess we'll see more in the next episode because it's kind of hard with the way it's shot, but I do think that the people on the Terror are the more common people, and they're tightly knit, whereas the aristocracy is on the other ship, and they're a little bit
different. And it's way more noticeable too, even between the ships. It's insane.
Yeah,
but yeah, we also still have to talk about Mr. Hickey and Mr. Gibson.
The love that cannot be said.
Their relationship took a turn this year. What'd you guys think about the whole? Well, first of all, the conversation he had with Lieutenant. So basically, he's chipping away at ice at the ship that's going to do nothing, but, you know, who am I to say? Right. And he's talking to the lieutenant, comes up and is basically like, hey.
Yeah, I think it's Lieutenant Irving, actually.
Thank you. Thank you. That's who it is. Comes up and he's like, hey, I know what's going on, and I heard you're, like, seducing him. And Hickey's like, really? Okay. Like, what'd you think about that conversation? I probably would have been like, excuse me, first of all. But, like, you can't say anything, so you just take it, you know? I'm like, it's so sad.
Such a betrayal.
It's
overstepping boundaries, but once again, like you said, you can't
say
anything.
Do anything.
But also, you know, you're stuck on a ship with men for years in ice cold. I don't know.
They had no TV.
I'm not, I know, exactly.
No tablet.
I'm not saying nothing.
No tablet.
They didn't have a tablet.
No connection.
And the threat of a cat of nine tails?
Yeah.
No. I'm sorry, I would have thrown him under. Like you're going to beat me with a cat of nine tails? No. He seduced me. That was not me. That was like crying. I hate to say it, but he was crying rape. I'm like, that's wrong.
That's wrong.
Like, so then basically he goes and confronts him, because I would too.
Right.
I mean, Gibson's like, I'm just trying to save both of our butts, so if you could just let this be. But still, I'd be like, I'm not taking that. You didn't want to confront me or talk to me about it before you just threw me under the bus.
Right.
Yeah, I felt like Gibson said that he was saving both of them, but he was not.
He wasn't.
He was saving himself, and he was like, because that's the thing. It's not so much that, okay, we made this mistake, because this person was clearly a Christian zealot. So you could be like, we both were in turmoil, but you said, no, he seduced me, so that person is the one who's going to get the lashes, and you're going to be fine. And so that is a whole different type
of
person. Yeah,
which I think, like, Gibson is having an internal conflict himself over what he's doing, so I think that's got a lot to do with it.
True.
Where Hickey's like, whoa, I thought we were cool.
I liked how Hickey was like, if you remember, you were the wife of the relationship. I saw your back of your neck the whole time.
Yeah, I was like, damn.
Yeah, I was like, ooh.
Oh, yeah, he was I saw that more than the front of you on this ship or something. I was like, oh, shots fired.
And he takes a dump on Gibson's
bed. He had the last word.
yes. But then I think that there was a part where Gibson was like, you know, he's like, well, I'm a man. And so some of it, he was like, at the end of the day, I'm going to stand with them and not with you. So I don't feel like it's necessarily this whole inner, I'm not really gay conflict. It's like, I think I'm going to be on the winning team and I think you're a loser.
Yeah.
And that's why I'm really putting you on too.
Because he had that conversation. He was like, well, just the other day I sat down with the captain and he offered me a drink in a cut glass. And he was like, he'd do that to anyone if he can have one too.
Yeah.
And he was like... like, really?
Yeah, and it really shows that Gibson didn't really have any respect for the captain either.
No.
Which is crazy.
Right.
I know. Yeah. So that's going to be really interesting in the coming weeks to see how people like handle their new leadership? Exactly. Do you think it's going to be? It's going to go smoothly.
Yeah, it's going to rub some people the wrong way, because at the end of the day, a lot of people, you know, especially Hickey, they're just like, it's either you or me. Like, you know, I'm in it to win.
I think it's going
to
be a worse situation for the other ship. Like, Terror's going to be like, Terror, you know, I'll, for sure. Yeah. But I think it's going to be interesting to see how both ships and, like, their crew react, too.
Yeah, I think it's going to be, I think it's kind of like the same thing, like, in any sort of gang, prison type situation where the person at top dies and there's always a fight for that role again. And I don't think that, although it's supposed to go to Captain Francis, I don't think it's going to be
easy.
They're
going to be like, you should earn it.
Yeah, they don't respect you. Exactly. So it's always going to be people that are going to want to take command from them. So it'll be interesting.
I also don't think Sir Francis is the same class. Like, I think, I don't think he's titled.
That's good.
And so the other ones are titled, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And he's not. And so in England, especially back in the day, that was not cool. Plus,
didn't we have that conversation when his wife was talking to him? He was a governor.
He was,
Sir John, so he had that, like, standing, too.
And which then, he lost.
Yeah.
Governor of what, by the way?
What did he do?
What did you do?
That's what we want to know. Hopefully we find out.
Right.
But yeah, we also, we can talk about Lady Silence, too. We didn't get a lot from her this episode, but she, again, the episode came full circle. She left in the beginning with her things, and then at the end she's in the igloo, and the bear comes and leaves her a seal?
Leaving her food. You can use the seal's fat for warmth.
That's what I'm saying. He hooked her up.
I know. She can be eating for 6 months.
That's what I'm saying. And
she got a new friend.
She looked genuinely shocked, so I don't think this is a regular occurrence. So it was he just like, you know, I know what they did to your dad. I took one out.
So that also means that the creature has a conscience and he knows what's going on. So when they also mention that, does this creature know us as men? Is it going after leaders? Maybe.
Yeah.
Does have a conscience.
I don't think he likes the colonizers. I think we'd be safe. I don't know about you, girl.
I'd be Chris. I think you'd be okay, girl. You're nice. I'm not going out to sea anytime soon.
He smelled her through the thing, confirmed that she was alone, that none of the men were in there behaving inappropriately. And then he's like, girl, I got you. Before, I didn't like you, because I think he was chasing them in the first episode.
Yeah.
And then he's like, wait, who are these people? What are they doing here?
Yeah.
Oh, no, you're not. No.
Right.
And what I sort of thought about that scene as well is also it could be also the difference between sort of like Native Americans and the colonizers. But I do feel like part of it is the Eskimos have a respect for the wilderness out there. So to me, it's kind of like, you know, your cat or your dog would bring you something. You know how they bring you stuff in the morning, but they gonna protect you from those other crazy people. Right. So I kind of felt like maybe not that he so much has a conscience, but as affinity for these people because they've shown him respect. They're not shooting at him. And, you know, and the other colonizers are.
I mean, it can go so far as also, you know, some type of ceremonial thing, like, you know, they worship this creature. Things like that. Well, we're having a lot of fun, guys, but want to have fun, learn, and grow in all areas of your life? For those who do, have we got the podcast for you. Conversations with Maria Menounos podcast edition is hosted by our AfterBuzz TV founder and drops every Friday on iTunes. Conversations with Maria Menounos features celebrity and influencer interviews along with secrets and tips on how to be better in all aspects of life, from health and wellness to career, relationships, finances, and more. Let our Maria be the big sister you've always wanted. Just go to iTunes and subscribe to Conversations with Maria Menounos for free. Be sure to rate and comment, and when you do, let Maria know it was us that sent you there.
The Terror here at AfterBuzz.
It's a great podcast, so definitely check it out. So back to, that's pretty much, I don't know, is there anything else we wanted to go over that was, you guys really liked that episode?
I thought it was fascinating that they had the daguerreotype, which was a precursor of our phones. Could you imagine trying to do a selfie with that thing?
Yeah.
8 minutes.
That was also added to the silence. I was like, oh my goodness, is it going to go any minute now?
Yeah, we were just like, something's going to happen.
Yeah.
I was just watching that thing.
Yeah.
And how the English were constantly saying how they were going to control and take over that little speech that they had.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, y'all do not own the world. And in 100 years, you will not own me.
I know, right?
Yeah.
You're right.
And that the Lord's is... will behind us.
The Lord's will behind us. Jesus is, does not love you the way he does. He does not. No.
Hi, what do we think about that eulogy, though? Well... eulogy, that speech.
That, you know what? That was funny because it literally is the last thing he was writing, and it was Sir John's eulogy for Lieutenant Gore, wasn't it? And then, well, change of plans. Out, it turned out it was, he basically wrote his own, like, eulogy.
He had a lot of, like, ironic things happening. That came full circle.
I know, so I feel like a lot happened, and we probably have some great predictions for next week, so should we go?
One more thing?
Yeah.
All I gotta say is that really cool gunfire salute for his death, but they wasted a lot of bullets.
I like that that is a great thing to add in. Yeah.
You're gonna need those, right? I thought they were gonna need it, but since this thing has attacked twice and they don't ever see it, I mean,
they don't need
to randomly shoot stuff.
That's what I'm saying.
Things like that need those bullets unless they see a seal because they need food right now. So I'm like, don't try to shoot it anymore. I'm tired of this game where you never shoot anything and you're just out there randomly shooting at the air now.
Right.
So,
save what you got.
Exactly. So save what you have. Let's see, was there anything else?
But if we do have a prediction, I mean, I have a prediction.
Do you? I have tons. Yes. I feel like
but this one might be a little gory.
What is it?
Cannibalism, because I think it might happen, and it's a great place to preserve. I don't know.
And
I'm not saying they might
week.
Kill anyone. I'm just saying.
Yeah, and this week they talked about the food going bad, so I mean, it wouldn't be too far of a stretch.
Hey,
And I was wondering, too, also, I wasn't clear, because I know they said it was a fire hole. I wasn't clear, like, how they're getting their water. So I'm like, if they're getting their water from the same hole that they're dumping these dead people in, then that could be a problem.
Oh, that's true.
So I was like, where is their water coming from?
That's
is there another hole somewhere? Like, why are they
there's got to be, because now that one's totally bloody.
I was like, that's a little... want to wait for some other snow to melt someplace else. So, so I think there's going to be some definite, the whole health issue thing. It sounds like that's going
to
be
the whole health. Yeah. Yeah. That's true. I really need to see where they're getting their the filtration system.
I know. Where's
that? That cannot be the same hole.
Like, where's your other water hole?
This is the 1800s. It's a black plague. They don't care about
that. There's got to be a different hole than the one they're throwing the bodies in.
I swear they're getting water from there. But we'll see next week. But I swear they are, you guys.
That's like, I know it's the 1800s, but you just shoved two corpses this week.
And the guy's like, well, are you going to dig another hole? I'm not digging one.
That's true.
Well, they have a poo hole and then they have the water hole. I think that was also the poo hole.
Oh, thank God.
And the fire.
And it's the same body of water.
Exactly. But there's tide
but
underneath.
But further down.
There's tide.
Yeah. Sure, there is. Let's hope for that.
Gross. Yeah. Any other predictions? Do you have one?
I'm hoping they will not shoot any more native people.
Yeah,
that'd be a good thing.
That would be awesome. And also, since the food has gone bad, when they say there's no food there, there just isn't food there the way a European would look at it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But there's fish, there's seal.
Of course.
I just don't think they know how to hunt there.
Yeah.
And they don't have the correct equipment because it wouldn't be necessarily a fishing line. Even though I assume they'd have fishing lines.
Yeah.
But, like, you'd need a spear to try and catch the sea.
They should have definitely kept the Silence Lady. I mean, it at least helped them survive.
I know. she was alone at the end.
Her own quarters and all that, you know?
She hasn't necessarily gotten back to her people.
No, she hasn't.
Yeah, she's just, like, chilling still.
But that is, I assume, was she didn't just build that. So maybe that's where she lived before. Yeah.
Maybe that's where she lived with her dad. So do you think she was alone before or she came with people?
I mean, I don't know. I thought she and her dad lived there, but maybe they have a more spread out community.
Mm-hmm. Okay, because that would be my prediction that we have to see more of these people. It can't just be her and her dad. Yeah.
Well, they did because in the first episode when they were talking about the people trying to come find them, like, two or three years later, they said, oh, well, we spoke
they were talking to
the natives or the indigenous people. So they're there. I just don't think they all necessarily live together.
In the same area.
Like, they might have been separated because they're sick or something.
Right.
Yeah.
Because from what I understand from Alaskan natives and from the indigenous people, they don't necessarily live next to each other like the way we do in apartments here. But they're, like, within, like, a 5 or 10 mile radius.
That'll be interesting to see more of them and, like, get an idea of.
Yeah,
and how they're surviving.
And another prediction I would have is I pretty much think in maybe the next episode or the episode after that, I mean, sooner or later, the pets are going to be gone. So oh, yeah, I think they're going to go first. Yeah. Oh, I do feel like the pets, somebody's going to eat that monkey, somebody's going to eat that dog, and somebody's going to eat that cat. I mean, I hate to be gory, but the pets are going down first.
That's what
first.
I'm saying. Before, animals before humans.
Thank you. Yeah. Animals and then the fat people. It's probably in that order.
How fat can these people be? They've been on the boat.
It's a couple of chunkies right there. It's a couple of chunkies right now. Because ain't nobody trying to eat skinny bones. So it's a couple chunkies. So I think, you know, but really the pets first. I've got to say, I think it's going to be the pets first.
These predictions just took a turn.
What after show is this again?
you guys, this is the terror. This is a very dark show. That's what you all told me in the beginning. Is. This is very dark. We knew what we signed up for. Oh,
yeah. Giving everyone night terrors about cannibalism tonight.
You're like, cannibalism.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. It's like I'm Veal. Y'all are getting ready to like look at me right now thinking, no.
Well, I'm going to watch, listen to her podcast and lose some weight. That's what I'm going to do.
I'm thinking someone might get beat. There can't be the only, those are not the only two people to sleep together. That's just like something that happens on ships. And they're like, well, we're not gay because it was on the ship.
You're right. Like,
okay, whatever.
They can't be the only two.
No, of course not.
I agree. And Captain or Lieutenant Irving is probably not the only zealot. So there's going to be other zealots there that are going to really, I think, get crazy with it. Because you need Lord or... You need something at this moment, so it's going to get...
No, I agree.
It's
get,
so, a prediction I want to hear from you ladies, that when Francis sends out these people, these guys, what do you think is going to happen?
Oh, gosh.
What do you think they're going to find?
Death?
I don't think they'll come back.
You don't think so?
No.
No.
It'll be like a false hope that they sent these guys out and they're just waiting for them to come back while everything goes to hell around them.
Right. I hope...
like one straggler comes back.
I know, he's like one leg missing.
I hope, but this is so mean and I'm such a dark person. I'm just going to put that out there first of all. They're going to go out and like it's going to be like a year later or whatever, gonna be the last episode, and then they're going to be like, we just not going to say nothing. And then we're going to see that they have like populated. They're like, one of them went to America. One of them is in the Caribbean and they just never said who they are. And there's like eight people that really made dispersed. It off this ship. Right.
But and it's just those guys.
They're like, we don't like Captain Friends anyway. We're not going back. And we just not going to say nothing. And then they just left their friends out there to die. I'm sorry, you guys. My bad.
Hey. Well, Sir Francis did get along with everybody. Yeah. And he did get dumped. He asked that woman to marry him 3 times, I think. And
yeah, a lot
like,
of times.
No.
I'm like, well, how do you ask someone to marry you then?
I know. I think after the first, I'd be pretty discouraged.
The second, I would probably just go hide somewhere.
Well, I think she did love him and she wanted to marry him. Her uncle and the aunt were like, no, you can do better.
And that's so sad because for that age, she was a little long in the tooth. So she was probably looking like, this is all I'm going to get. Right, and why are y'all keep telling me to turn down the one man that's asking me?
Right.
That is a little trifling of your family. I'm just
saying. Oh, that's sad.
That's trifling. It's true. Unless but it's
like
sad.
Really because she was looking a little bit older and she was like, I love him. He's asking me. He's working. What else do you want?
Right.
I'm sorry. This is my personal thing.
No, I agree.
It's like you have a personal...
For me personally, I'm sorry.
Personal experience. What's going on over there?
My bad. I'm channeling myself. But I'm sorry you guys said that. But yes, I did feel that way about it. So.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I personally think that Sir Francis' personality is the one that really should have been the captain. And I'm hoping that next week we'll find out what he did, what the other captain did.
Yeah.
Where he felt he had to make up for whatever happened at the governorship. Because it must have been something bad, like maybe a slave rebellion.
Right.
Or it couldn't have been losing a bunch of money. I really think it might have been a slave rebellion or something.
Yeah. I hope now that something he's that dead, we still find out.
Yeah.
Because I think, actually, they both are kind of like a twin. Like, they're together, they make the perfect leader. Mm-hmm. But apart, both of them is lacking something so major. Exactly. So major.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I think we covered a lot today. We also got you predictions to last you the week.
What are your predictions, guys?
What do you guys think are going to happen?
So exactly, if you guys have any really cool predictions, please leave them in the comments. We love to read them. And thank you guys for watching. You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Krista Flungy. And how about you?
And you can find me on Twitter and Instagram at I am Danny Royce.
I'm Cherry_LA on Twitter and Instagram.
Hi, you guys. I'm Erica Edwards, and you can follow me on all of my social media at Erica, E-R-I-K-A, D as in door, Edwards.
Thank you guys for watching. See you next week.
See you guys.
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.